This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to a player. His name's Grant McCauley, the best baseball guy in the business as he covers the major leagues as well as our Bravos. And Grant, I just was looking at the numbers, and offensively, it looks like we are almost number one across the board in every major category. And I would have never thought that when we started this season. I thought, you know, we'd be good. Certainly we'd score some more runs. But, I mean, it's like 1-1-1-1-1-1-2-1-1-1 in every single category.
I don't know anybody that could have thought of that. I mean, you like to think that your offense is going to be productive and is going to do the things it needs to do to get you the runs to win a few more baseball games. But I remember talking to these guys in spring training, and you hear the usual stuff about how we do feel like we have a better team than we did a year ago, which is great. But you also heard, talking to Tyler Flowers in particular, look, our lineup's not going to hit a lot of home runs. We're going to have to be resourceful. We're going to have to do a lot of little things right to help maximize our opportunities to put runs on the board. That became pretty apparent when you watched how they were running the bases this year, and not just stealing bases, but, you know, running first, third, you know, really knowing, instinctually speaking, whether that's just the great base running by individuals or by the base coaches, in particular at third base with Ron Washington. And then also with what they do on the bases and Eric Young being a big part of that. But long story short, taking all of that, putting it together and making it a little bit of an X factor. And that, I think, is what they've done. But let's not get lost in just talking about base running. This is a team that's hitting extremely well. They're leading the National League in batting average and on-base percentage, slugging percentage, hits, extra base hits. I mean, this is to your point, Carl. And I tweeted this morning. If this is a team that has been scoring runs and doing it consistently, and I think the biggest thing that I've liked about what I've seen about the Braves in the first 40 games is that 25 of those have been on the road, and that has not stopped them from being a consistently good offense, let's say great offense, one of the top offenses in baseball.
It is our man Grant McCauley talking about the Red Hot Braves, the best record in the NL. And we said earlier, Grant, before you came on, that you know there's a line, okay, if you're the management, what do you want to be, buyers and not sellers? You know, right now this thing is hot, and there's a buzz, and people are fired up, and they're buying tickets, and this should be, weather permitting, a really good homestand. You got to beef up the bullpen, don't you? I mean, with all due respect to Minter, we can't be going through stuff like that on a regular basis.
Well, you don't want to have an appearance like that on a regular basis, no. But I would also say that A.J. Minter is one of the best relievers that they have, and sometimes there are going to be some games like that. But no, you don't want to see the bases loaded in a one-run game and the best hitter on any given team coming up, and that's certainly not what you want. But I'll say this, and I said this about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago when we were talking about the bullpen walks and when's it going to stop and how are these guys going to get any more, you know, how are they going to get any better? Are they going to be able to be more productive? And I said, look, over the course of 162, some of the stuff's going to normalize. The arm talent is there for that group in the bullpen. And A.J. Minter, Aroldis Vizcaíno, we heard a lot about, you know, these are a couple of hard throwers, guys that can get strikeouts and, you know, pitch probably at the end of ball games for you. You know, you knew a little bit about Sam Freeman and Peter Moreland and some of these guys, but the real unsung heroes in that pen, Dan Winkler and Shane Carl, have been indispensable. I mean, they may be the two most valuable pitchers on the Braves' entire, you know, roster of relievers. But every team, all 30 teams, would love to add another reliever or two. And if the Braves are in position to do that and are sitting there, you know, with the best record in the National League right now, anything close to that as the summer continues, I'm certain that they're going to look for ways to bolster the bullpen. They're going to look for ways to bolster the rotation. They're going to look for ways to bolster the lineup. That's just how that usually works. When you put yourself in position to be a buyer, it's a whole different ballgame than the Braves have been in the last few years, that's for sure.
Jose Bautista, here to stay, isn't he?
For a little while, at least. I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about when it became the whole, how long is this going to last? How much, you know, rope is he going to get if he doesn't play well? How much opportunity is he going to get if he's hitting? I think we're starting to find out a little bit more about the latter, because Bautista's a guy that we've known for the last decade plus is a consistent power threat. But he wasn't the same player the last couple of years in Toronto, so the question was, does he have anything left? The third base, the part of that, the component that has him playing third base every day, made me a little wary at the beginning of the signing. But if he can play at least solid or average defense, and become a hitter that's hitting game tying and go ahead home runs as he has the last handful of games, that's a guy you've got to look at as a possible, you know, addition to a team that's going to make it better. But I still think we got probably 10 days, maybe 2 weeks to figure out exactly what Bautista can offer. And you may see a little bit of Ryan Flaherty in there here and there because the defensive component is important. I mean, look at the game against the Cubs yesterday. It wasn't Flaherty, but it was Johan Camargo that checked in the ninth inning, made a great diving play to start the ninth. He doesn't make that play. That Chris Bryant fly ball might have been a game-tying sacrifice fly, or the Cubs may have gone ahead and walked that thing off. You never know.
That's a great point. He was Craig Nettles at third base in the ninth. Grant McCauley's with us here, guys. At Grant McCauley, if you want to get his takes on the Bravos. It's faulty again at home. Last time he was there, not so good, but then had a decent start on the road. So we're just looking for more consistency from faulty, or are you happy with him so far?
You know, consistency, that's king. That's always the thing that you want. But I do think that Mike has made some serious strides in the last couple of years. I mean, he looked dynamite the first 3 months of 2017, and then things just came off the rails in those last seven starts. Coming back into the spring with what I feel is a little bit calmer delivery and being able to still ramp it up to 98, 99 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour as he did in his last start, you know, that's nobody else in the rotation has that kind of stuff. But he's got to figure out a way start to start to replicate the results and to make, again, as we talked about last week, make those emotions and that fire and that passion work for him. That's a little bit of work in progress, but the stuff's there. The results have been there more times than not this year. Hopefully he can bounce back at home, because the Braves, they haven't had a lot of fun at home because they haven't been home very much this year. They've played only 15 home games. That's the fewest in the National League. They've won more games on the road at 17 than they've played at home, which is a crazy stat when you're a quarter of the way through the season.
Yeah, it proves, though, and we've said this, you got to win series at home. But yep, if you're winning on the road like this, this is the key. I mean, for example, the Phillies are 7-10 on the road. Braves are 17-8. Away. Let's talk about this division for a minute. Marlins are already out of it. We're not to Memorial Day. They're 11 out. Okay, forget about it. Mets 4.5 back. Nationals 2. And I know some people say, well, wait till they get healthy, blah, blah, blah. And then you got the Phillies a game and a half back behind us. But to Mike's point, Grant, this is what we were saying. You're getting to a point now that you're starting to believe a little bit that this is doable, that we're going to be in the mix. Even if the Phillies jump in front of us for a week or the Nationals, you know, we're still going to be in the mix for this division.
Yeah, I certainly think so. And one of the reasons why I would say that is the consistency they've shown on the road, like we were just talking about, and the fact that, you know, the consistency of the offense, this hasn't been, well, remember when the Braves scored those 15 runs, you know, like once a week, and it props up and it kind of makes you think that they're, no, every single night with these guys, they score early, they score often, they score with two outs is amazing. They've scored 219 runs, I believe, this year, first in the National League. 109 of those have come with two outs this year. That's some clutch hitting. They've scored 39 runs in the first inning. That's the most in baseball. This is a team that has done consistently everything it needs to do offensively to put itself in position to win. And in that division, with that Nationals team that, you know, they may or may not get healthy. I mean, it kind of depends. Ryan Zimmerman's down right now. I think Adam Eaton just got put on the 60-day DL. He's going to be gone for another considerable amount of another season, second straight year. Right. They're having to overcome their own things. They've got Scherzer. They've got Strasburg. But their bullpen is a little questionable at times. And, you know, the Nationals are a team that their window is very close to closing if Bryce Harper decides he wants to play elsewhere next year. So they're in a really interesting place. And then obviously the Phillies are kind of in the same boat the Braves are in that they're trying to rebuild and get back to respectability, whereas the Mets, they've kind of been in between for a few years, and they seem to be trending in the wrong direction. I mean, they got rid of Matt Harvey. Jacob deGrom's nicked up, and Steven Matz, I think, has been up and down this year. And that rotation, if it's not healthy, I just have to question how far the Mets are going to be able to go.
Our man Grant McCauley there on the WadeFord.com hotline. Again, Yu Darvish for the Cubbies against Faulty tonight. Hopefully weather will cooperate at SunTrust.
Good job, Grant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.